Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This newsletter is an update specifically on the watch list for Wednesday, December 2nd. Earlier this evening, I sent out a very quick update on the general market analysis itself. But again, I want to do specific updates on the watch list because we have so many watch list trade ideas, and I just want to go over them individually. Make sure you guys are being disciplined, you're setting stops, you're taking profits along the way, etc. You know, plus, you know, we have new members from time to time. I want to make sure that you're utilizing the website. And also I want to talk about how the watch list works. So let's get started. Item number one is a snapshot from the watch list. There's three major tables here. You have untriggered, triggered, and of course some recently highlighted completed trades at the bottom. And untriggered picks are the picks that we're watching for breakpoints. We don't have all our trade ideas in there. Sometimes we have additional trade ideas in the updates, of course. And the triggered comment section table is for stocks that have triggered. Now, how the watch list again works is that we have a stock symbol in here. It's either long or short. We have a breakpoint. We have generally suggested stops and targets, and we also have an area for volume percentage. It's best for long trades to take stocks that are trading over 100% relative volume. So stocks with the best volume, especially longs, tend to do better. And also the watch list has an alarm feature where when a stock gets near a breakpoint, an audio alarm will go off. It's a female voice. It'll say, for example, you could see the first chart on the watch list, JLL. It'll say, JLL, check the watch list. So it'll be a female voice. It gets kind of annoying. It'll keep going off repetitively, and you click the alarm button, and it'll go off. Now, one point in this, guys, at this time, the price data feeding the watch list is delayed. And so you really don't want to count totally on the data feed. So make sure to look at the trade ideas, the breakpoints, and set your own stops in your trading platform, okay? Eventually, we plan to add real-time data. It's just, you know, we're testing the phases. You know, we're in the testing phases for the audio alarms. So anyway, we have a lot of longs here. They've been doing very well. We've been playing the market uptrend as the market's been consolidating. So let's go and get started here. Oh, one other comment, guys, because I get this question quite a bit. I add new watch list trade ideas in the evening. So I do not add them during the middle of the day. So all you need to do is check the watch list either late at night or, better yet, just check it right in the morning. If you check it in the morning, if I've added new stock picks, you'll see them. Okay, so that's the time to check it, is early in the morning. You'll see any new trade ideas that I added. So let's go and get started with these trade ideas. Chart number two is John Deere. I mentioned this last night. Again, you can see on our watch list comments, I have, for each trade, I put a dated comment, and I add additional comments for each date. I talk about stops, etc. You can see our progression. There was comments from November 18th, November 22nd, 23rd, 25th. And finally, yesterday I stated that the price target was hit at $55, and if you wanted to still hold it, you can move your stops at the 52.50, but we took it off the watch list. It hit target. We took profits, and you know, a 10% move is good enough for us. So John Deere's off the watch list. But you can see how we do this in a progression. We add dated comments with stops suggested. Okay. And again, you can see all these by simply clicking on the watch list, and the chart will pull up. The table is for a quick reference. Chart number three is CAAS, China Automotive. It was on the watch list, added on Sunday evening. It broke out big time on Monday, followed through on Tuesday, and followed through today. But you got some nice inverted hammer candlesticks here, guys. It hit our price target around $22 on both days. I would be out of at least half of this position or out of it entirely. It looks like it's getting ready to pull back and do a consolidation. So it's had a nice move. Don't feel bad to take profits and be out of this trade. Chart number four, CAGC. This is on the watch list on Monday night. So it broke out on Tuesday, big volume. I covered this last night, and it broke out today. You can see my December 1st comments. I stated set your stops at $20. But today, with the follow-through, I stated that you can move your stops up to $24. That's a nice profit if you're stopped out. And take half off the table. This pattern potentially measures up to $28. But again, don't necessarily hold out for that. That's a big move. If it does hit $20, it's $28, it's coming off the watch list. But again, make sure to move your stops up. And on another move up here, to say 28, I would take the trade off. So far, so good. You can see it broke out on very nice volume. Chart number 5, FMX. Broke out on Tuesday, and it followed through today. Again, volume is just so-so. The 60-day average volume is 1.9 million shares. Today's volume is 1.6 million. So it's just so-so. And because of that, I would move your stops now up to 46.50. That way, if it were to just reverse down here, you're at least guaranteed some kind of profit, and you won't take a loss on the position. Chart number 6, GSS, the gold stock. As you know, gold has been on a tear, and so have the stocks. This was added on Monday night. It gapped up on Tuesday, 9 cents over the break point. You know, it opened at $3.99, so not too bad. You could have taken it at $4 or so. And if a stock gap's way above resistance, I don't take it. But, you know, 9 cents isn't bad. So if you'd have taken it, nice job, and it followed through today. So, again, it's up 10% or over 10%, so not a bad idea to take half off the table and move your stops up. Chart number 7, HNT. Great stock. We've had this on the watch list since November 5th. Had a beautiful horizontal base at 1770. It broke out of that resistance and has been moving up ever since. So this has been on the watch list for almost 1 month now. So again, the watch list is geared for swing trading. Swing trading is generally 3 days to 3 weeks or so. And rarely do we have single day trades in the watch list. So this has been moving up nicely. And again, take a look at my dated comments. I have 8 dated comments on here, November 5th, November 8th, where I progressively move stops up. You can see November 18th, move stops up to 20, move stops to break even. November 22nd, move stops up to 1850. November 24th, move stops up to 19. November 25th, move stops up to 20. So you can see we progressively protect our profits. Again, you may want to give it more room or less room, but it's a guideline. But it's a good idea of how we do the watch list. So there you go. So far, so good on this trade idea. Chart number 8, IPI. Been on the watch list since November 19th. And it broke out. It's been moving up higher ever since. The target area is 34. So move your stops up to 31.50. Chart number 9, NG, Nova Gold. I put this on the watch list last night. I talked about it in Tuesday night's update newsletter. It opened basically right on resistance today. It opened at 6.16, and it pulled back, so you could have bought it around that time. It rallied up today on good volume, and so I'd move your stops up to break even on this position. Gold stocks are a little overbought. They could pull back any time, so you want to protect your profits. Chart number 10 is WIN. It was on the long-term section. The watch list, and this pays a 10% dividend. That's why we put it on here. Anyway, it broke out today, so now I think you can move your stops up to break even, and or a little below the trend line, and you know, and get the dividend. Chart number 11, LEAP. It's coming out of a potential inverse head and shoulder here, and it moved up today, formed an inverted hammer. Let's hope we get some follow through. The target areas are above. I'd move stops up to 14.50 potentially. Chart number 12, SWKS. It broke out on Tuesday, and it followed through today. Move your stops up to 13. That will protect your profit. And chart number 13 is CNTF. Now, this was kind of an annoying one. This happens from time to time, guys. It broke out in the morning, and it pulled back and formed an inverted hammer. So it closed well off the break point. So, again, you know, these are hard to handle if you're intraday day trading. You could decide to, if it doesn't stay above the break point, you could just sell it right away. Or if you still hold it, that's fine. If you want to give it room, maybe you give it room down to those 20 and 50 day moving averages. But you got to have a stop in place, guys. Be disciplined. Again, this stuff happens from time to time. You can see today's volume was a lot lighter than the, you know, a couple days ago. So it's consolidating here. I don't like that inverted hammer, but, you know, hopefully the pattern can still, you know, start coming back. Chart number 14 is RWM. This is the Russell 2000 short idea we had on the watch list. Well, today the Arun fell below the zero level, so technically that's a sell signal. Now, if you wanted to give it more room, you could down below that broken downtrend line, but technically that is a sell signal based on the Arun. Okay. So that does it for the triggered watch list ideas. Now we're moving to the untriggered watch list ideas. You can see below here it says new trade ideas. So that's where we're going. So let's go over some new trade ideas. And some of these have already been on the watch list. Chart number 15 is TXT. This has a nice base, almost a 3-month base. Resistance is cleanly defined at 21. So that's one to watch for a breakout. Chart number 16, GLL. Resistance is clearly at 55.10. Make sure volume is above the 60-day moving average, which is currently 660,000 shares. Chart number 17 is GERN. I put this on the blog, the trading community, in the afternoon, and it closed up from where I mentioned it. But stem cells, all the stem cell stocks moved up today by some positive comments from the government. They're releasing some restrictions on stem cells. So all the stem cells rallied, and GERN did well because of that. Anyway, it's got a confluence of resistance of the downtrend line and a horizontal line. Volume was big today, so you might want to see if it has some follow-through above 632, above today's high. Chart number 18 is CAT. It's been on the watch list since November 16th. It's forming a potential ascending triangle. Again, I've had it on here for 2 weeks now, over 2 weeks. You know, it has to break out. If it starts breaking down, it's coming off the watch list. No big deal. You know, it has to go above the break point in order to trigger, which it hasn't done so. Resistance is really 60-90, or let's, you know, we could round it up to 61. But it hasn't broken out. Chart number 19 is DFT, an ascending triangle pattern. Volume's been pretty good. Resistance is 17 and 17.20. Let's see if we can bust out. The pattern measures up to about 20 or so. Chart number 20 is SLG, nice horizontal resistance. Resistance is 47.50. Chart number 21, WNR. Resistance is around 502 to 505. And again, this stock here is kind of an aggressive play. It's just coming off of the bottom, so there's not much consolidation here. I consider it more of a shorter term trade. Maybe it even just gives you a day trade. But it looks like you could buy it potentially over 502 to 505. Chart number 22, Yong, Y-O-N-G, Agricultural Chemicals. I put this on the trading community late in the afternoon. Huge volume, as you can see. Resistance is $10. So that's one to watch for. Again, the day to buy it was today, but it's possible it could follow through, so it's one to watch for tomorrow. And chart number 23, SKW, SkyWest. Airlines have been having a bid lately, and so this is an airline pick, potentially over 1605. Chart number 24 is a gold stock, a small one, great base in gold. Resistance is 177. And lastly, Apple, it's been on the watch list for a while. It's starting to break down here. If it goes below the 50-day moving average there, which I have highlighted, it's coming off the watch list. Again, it never triggered, so who cares? But just wanted to make sure to note that. Another thing, guys, there's so many trade ideas on the watch list, it can be overwhelming. But again, you know, don't trade them all. I don't trade them all, personally. I can't do that. Personally, I only like to trade 5 to 8 stocks at one time. I can't handle any more than that. So, you know, figure out on yourself, you know, how many stocks you can handle. Maybe you can only handle three stocks at a time. That's fine. Pick the three favorite ones that you like, you know, and maybe even pick the ones that have the best volume, and just do that. Ignore the rest. I have all kinds of trade ideas on here because we have people from all walks of life, all over the world, and that's why I have them. Again, you don't have to try to play all the watch list picks. In fact, don't do that. It's too much. Just pick a few of the favorite ones, and that's it. And then when they hit, you know, when they hit their targets, you take profits and you get stopped out, then move on to another one. That's all you got to do. Just pick a few of them. One good stock pick on the watch list will pay for breakpoint trades, will pay for your membership for the whole year easily. I think breakpoint trades is priced very competitively. Again, you know, I think, you know, given the newsletters, the watch list updates, and mechanical systems, you know, I think you'd be hard-pressed to not find value here. So again, you know, one of the watch list trade ideas will pay for your membership for a year or many years. So just think of it in that perspective sometime. Anyway, it's late. I need to get to bed. Let's see what this crazy market does. And, you know, remember, be disciplined, take your profits, and let's just continue to play the trend until it changes. I'll talk to you later. Have a great evening.